This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the company CEO, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be back with you.
Wonderful. Well, I know we just had you on last month. For my new listeners, just tell them real quick what you guys do over there.
Sure. U.S. Nuclear is of course, a radiation detection company that goes after a workman's safety and sells to nuclear power plants and hospitals and big pharma, a lot of different buyers. And we're also expanded recently into looking for toxic chemicals and basically looking at whether we have clean drinking water and clean air to breathe. That's our main business. And we put some of our stuff on drones and fly it around because that's fun, too. That's what we do.
Excellent. Let's talk about something very serious that affects us all every day. What's the news on PFAS, forever chemicals, and our drinking water?
Well, I gotta tell you, it's not too good. The USGS just did a study. They say that half of the people with taps they turn on have water that's got PFAS in it at undesirable levels, and this is a nationwide survey. Recent estimates say that 8.5 million PFAS-related deaths have occurred in the last 20 years. Of course, 20 years is a long time, but nobody likes dying, so it's bad. And mostly due to bladder, kidney cancer, heart disease, and actually there's some new syndromes and diseases coming down the line that we've never heard of before because it's just too much of these forever chemicals. Let me say a little bit about that. We all know what Teflon is. We all know that it makes things slippery, your frying pan slippery. Mm-hmm. It's these Teflon-like substances. They're good for firefighting. The guys in the airplanes that fight the fires, they put down a whole bunch of PFAS chemicals to stop the fire. That's a good thing, but in fact, these are chemicals, molecules that can get into your body. They don't wash out. A lot of things, you eat them in the morning and they wash out in the evening, whatever. But with the PFAS, and it stays in the body for years and builds up, and it can get into your veins and into your blood and into your heart and everywhere, and it sort of sits there, and the body doesn't appreciate that. So it's bad stuff.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really bad. Let's talk about the government's parts per trillion in terms of the PFAS limits. I understand these are really negligible numbers. Can these tiny, tiny minuscule limits even be detected?
That's a good question. So part per trillion, the law says that you got to be 4 parts per trillion or less. And let me explain a little bit about a trillion. It's a big number. I do a funny analogy here. So if you look at the world fisheries, there's about 1 trillion potentially edible fish in the sea, whatever potentially edible means. But so by analogy, you would have to catch every single one of these fish, examine each one, and if 4 of them had heavy PFAS contamination, then the whole fishery would be illegal because you had 4 parts per trillion were bad fish. So
wow.
Per trillion, that's a lot of counting to do. Fortunately, U.S. Nuclear has 2 unique products that identify PFAS and its friend PFOA, and can see it down not just to 4 parts per trillion, but can see it down to 1 or 2 parts per trillion. And we can do that in a few minutes. Whereas if you take your sample to the laboratory, send it to them, besides waiting in line for the guys to have time to even look at your stuff, even if they do it right away, it takes them a week or more to do the testing. So we think these are going to be very good sellers. And it's a gas chromatograph. I don't know if our listeners are familiar with the chromatograph, but they're very, very, very sensitive measurement devices that can look at air and other gases and, of course, contaminants. And normally the gas chromatographs take an hour or two to do their job, which, of course, is not that good if you're trying to see transient amounts or even if you're trying to get things done quickly. But these are special, called surface acoustic wave, SAW detectors. And what it is, it heats the sample slowly, and while it's being heated, we analyze how the response changes from low temperature to mid temperature to high temperature, and that gives us enough information to get the job done instead of in 2 hours, in 1 or 2 minutes. So,
oh wow,
cool device, and we're very proud to be pretty much the only people that are doing that that have a device like this, and it, as I say, should be a big seller.
Wow, that's incredible. I really appreciate that clarification. Bob, in your expert opinion, what do you think the public should do to decrease their PFAS intake?
Gotcha. That's the gist of it. That's the gist of it. So first, the first thing to do is testing. You should test or hire someone to test the water that you're drinking, and you can send it to the lab or send it to one of these people that has our system that's roving around testing these things, and see if you have PFAS and where the source of the PFAS is, if you can find that out. The second thing is, if you do find that you've got PFAS in your water, you should go to a different water source. You know, go to a different well, buy water from a different municipality. And, of course, check if you find a new well, check that out, too, of course. And
of
if
course.
You switch to a different municipality, check that also. But then if you still find that it's contaminated, then, sort of got to either switch to bottled water or move to another location. Is my advice. And now there's another thing too, and that is there are PFAS removal filtration systems. You can buy them, and they're pretty good. So if you don't want to move out of town, then you can buy one of these PFAS removal systems. And I haven't priced them myself, but they are out there, and there's some pretty good units available.
Excellent. Folks, you've been listening to Bob Goldstein. He's the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Visit them online at usnuclearcorp.com. That's usnuclearcorp.com. Catch catch yourselves up with some of the stuff that Bob is telling us about today. Bob, it's been wonderful talking to you today. You know, I think this is a very important subject to all of us, and, you know, certainly appreciate your expertise. Give my listeners and your shareholders a takeaway from today's interview.
Well, you got to take care of the equipment. So that's, when I say equipment, I mean your body, okay?
Okay.
So you have to be nice to yourself. You know, you want to be tough and maybe macho or whatever, but if you can avoid drinking this PFAS contaminated water, then do yourself a favor and find a good source or put in one of those filtration systems.
Excellent. Really appreciate that, Bob. Once again, check them out on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE and visit them online at usnuclearcorp.com. Bob, thank you so much. Let's talk in the next 30 to 90 days.
You bet, Kevin. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.